Gottlieb told the Milwaukee Rotary Club that the budget does many good things for transportation in Wisconsin. He says, for one thing, there's no more raiding the transportation budget to fund other state programs.
I cannot overestimate or underestimate, whatever the word would be, the importance of that change to sustainable transportation finance.
Gottlieb also says there's no increase in the state gas tax or vehicle registration fees. There's a plan to reduce borrowing for transportation projects and a program to steer some auto-related sales tax money into the transportation fund. Gottlieb concedes the budget does cut funding for local mass transit programs in the state.
Those reductions were as a result of just some tough fiscal decisions that the governor and the legislature had to make in this budget. Going forward, it will still be the case that Wisconsin is above average compared to other states in the country in terms of the percentage of operating costs of transit systems that are paid with state dollars.
The cuts in state money have some transit systems talking about eliminating bus routes or reducing service hours. Bruce Spate of the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group says it's a mistake to slice state aid for transit.
A consumer tries to go down and take the bus to get to work or get to school. If they don't have that option, then they'll have to pay more for their transportation costs.
And the Sierra Club says the transit picture would have been worse if state lawmakers hadn't dropped the governor's proposal to take some transit money out of the transportation fund. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.